Krishna Dhanavad Pranam them to come to the Kunj of Chandravali because she was feeling so much separation. So Krishna couldn't ignore her plea. So he went there, supposing to take a short time, but then he got so absorbed in sweet talks with her that he appeared to forget everything else and just became absorbed in his talks with Chandravali. So Radhika was very upset. And Krishna arrived at the Kunj of Radhika, the appointed place, very late. And he tried to break her man, but it was unbreakable. But actually, why does Krishna do that? He never forgets Radhika at any time. But he's always controlled by Yogamaya, who's an expansion of Radhika, and under the influence of Yogamaya, who's the embodiment of Prema Bhakti, he's forced to do activities which increase his eagerness to attain Radhika's lotus feet when she displays her mind, and he can't break it by any means. So now all the devotees have come into the very, very beautiful palace which comes just before Radharani's palace. What palace is this? Let me find out from Padmanabha Maharaj. Hold on a minute, everybody. Maharaj, what place is this?
What place? Oh, this is Jaipur Mandir. It's just the mandir of one of the royal families of Jaipur. Yeah.
But why are we here? What does it signify?
Taking darshan before we go to Sriji Mandir.
Maharaj says that talking to the world here.
There's no particular pastimes that we speak about here.
This is just a palace built by somebody.
They used to come, and the royalty used to stay here.
Oh, the royalty of Jaipur
used
to stay here.
Palace.
And then, and they installed deities here of Radha and Krishna.
Jaipur Mandir.
The Jaipur Mandir.
They would come, they would stay in the residence.
When the royalty of Jaipur would come to Varsana, they would stay here and live here and worship Radharani here.
And remember her pastimes.
And remember her pastimes. Thanks, Maharaj.
Yeah.
So, that's where we are now, and it's a totally gorgeous palace compound. And now we're going to be circumambulating this Jaipur palace and seeing all the pictures painted on the walls. Very gorgeous Jaipur-style pictures of Radha and Krishna and the Sakis. And in just a few minutes, you can hear the kirtan. In just a few minutes, everybody's going to be going to the main Sriji temple. And what usually happens there every year is that they start doing holi and everybody starts throwing powders on each other and everybody gets totally colored in different colors. And we understand from our Guru Varga, from Gurudev, that these colors, especially the red color, represents, red means the Anurag or the ever new, ever-increasing frame of Krishna and the gopis for each other. And what does this all have to do with us? It has everything to do with us, and all of our bodily activities really have nothing to do with us. Because actually, as we learned from the time we joined in the mid-60s, we're not now we're in front of the very beautiful black Krishna and golden Radharani wearing this gorgeous pink outfit that's studded with green jewels and jari and wearing a red and white garland. This is the most amazing palace. You've all got to be here. But by Gurudev's mercy, you can be here just by remembering his lotus feet and praying. Because what happens is, during the day, we go out for parikrama, and we touch the land, we put all the dust on our head to purify our thinking process so our thinking can become absorbed in the reality. Because all of our bodily pastimes and family emotions and bickerings and love affairs, it's all not reality. It's all a dream. And usually it's a nightmare. But this is the reality. So we take Radha's and Krishna's lotus feet, which are all over the dust, and we put it on our heads to improve our thinking so that one day we'll be able to be completely absorbed in the pastimes and ourselves serving as parts and parcels of those pastimes. Because Krishna and his pastimes are not different. So just like we're part and parcel of Krishna, Vivanangsa Jeev, so we are part and parcel of Krishna's pastimes. And Gurudev is so merciful that he's sending us under his guidance, and actually he's walking around with us, even though we don't see him. Because without going under the guidance of Guru and Guru Varga, nothing can happen anyway, except some Sukritis. So we take the dust in our heads, we take the dust in our mouth to purify our body, and we take the dust in our eyes to purify our vision. So instead of seeing dead bodies and stool pus, mucus, and all those kind of things, instead we get to see Satchidananda. And now we're seeing all the beautiful trees just outside the palace. Now we're going to be walking to Sriji. And I remember about 10 years ago when Gurudev was here with us physically, he was sitting just outside this palace, and he said that the whole of Govardhan has emanated from the heart of Srimati Radhika. So we're all walking around her heart now. Govardhan, Varsana, walking around her heart. And the whole thing and the whole goal of life is to realize that. So when Krishna wanted to break Radharani's mind, it's that story that we were telling, and it absolutely will not be broken by any means. This is in Mangar that we just passed. So Krishna dressed himself up as a Sakhi, and he did this under the guidance of Visakha, who advised him to disguise himself in that way. Then he went to Radhika together with Visakha, who introduced this new Sakhi as Shama Sakhi. Do you hear the beautiful singing in the background?
Yes.
So then he went to Radhika together with Visakha, who introduced him, and Visakha profusely praised Shama Sakhi's ability to play the veena, to sing, and to perform many other skills. And then Radhika seated this new Sakhi, you know, like she wouldn't even talk to Krishna. But now that Krishna comes as the Sakhi, she seated the Sakhi next to her, can you imagine, with great honor and respect. Because Radharani can only serve Krishna at every moment. So she served Krishna by having Man and increasing his eagerness for her to serve her and worship her. And now she's serving him by going along with this play of his. And also by the influence of Yoga Maya, she doesn't know that this is Krishna. And then when he hears, she's hearing the beautiful singing of this Shama Sakhi, she became filled with happiness and embraced her. But then as soon as she embraced her, she recognized touch, that it couldn't be anybody except for Krishna. And then her mind was broken. And then surrounded by her friends, she now became absorbed in pastimes with Krishna. So then at Mangar, there's a darshan of the Mandir and a swing, and we just passed there. So now we're walking through a very beautiful, it looks like a bridge. I guess you could call it a bridge, but there's no water. It's just beautiful gardens on either side with red flowers and birds chirping and twisted trees and crickets and beautiful bhajan songs, and all the devotees getting rid of millions of births of karma by walking down this lane. It's like a lane with with a low wall of about 3 feet on either side of this lane. And now we're taking a turn and getting closer to the Sriji Palace. And then we pass by Mayur Kutir, where Radha and Krishna came with the Sakis. And upon seeing them, the peacocks became overjoyed in ecstasy. And then the peacocks began to dance. And then a light shower of rain fell from the sky, which was all full of clouds. And nature decorated itself with all kinds of ornaments, decorations, shingars, just like a beautiful woman. And Radha and Krishna could not check their feelings. They both took the form of a peacock and a peahen, and they danced in a very astonishing way, along with the rest of the peacocks and peahens. And then all the Sakis were astounded to see their skillful dancing. And I'm sure you've all seen that painting of Radha and Krishna wearing peacock and peahen dresses. And they began to sing different kinds of ragas, all the Sakis. They were good kirtaniyas. Gurudev said, who is a good kirtaniya? Not one who sings and then wonders, did everybody like my singing? Hey, that was pretty good singing. No, that's not a real kirtaniya. I'm talking to the world. You want to say something, Raja Bihari?
To whom?
To the world.
Hare Krishna, this is Raja Bihari Das. I'm calling from Delhi. Now we are, by the mercy of Gurudev, I'm staying in Delhi. By mercy of Gurudev, we came to Barsana temple. Now we are going to have darshan of Sriji temple. We are very fortunate that we have come under the guidance of Guru Vaishnav. So I just pray everybody should come here and touch this lotus dust and have the Sukriti. And we are very fortunate that we have come to this place where there's so many pastimes here, Radha Krishna pastimes, so many good leelas here. So I just wish everybody should come here and have darshan under the guidance of pure Vaishnav. And we can listen to Hari Katha, where the Radha, Rani and Krishna, they have good pastimes here. So I request you, you should all come here once in your life and have darshan, because by having darshan of these places, we can enter this in Leelas one day by the mercy of Gurudev. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Rasa Bihari Prabhu. He's very much engaged, he and his good wife, in distributing books, Gurudev's Hindi books, all over India. So then we passed by Velaskar. Now we're on a brick path, and on both sides are the rocks of Varsana, which are look like rocks because it's stunned in ecstasy. And the creepers are all falling in different directions with beautiful pink flowers. And we passed by Velaskar. See, there's Vishnu Parvat. That's Brahma's head. And Radha and Krishna performed many pastimes here. Nearby is where Radharani used to play in the dust together with her sakis. Yeah, you can read the book yourself. And there's the beautiful picture of Krishna and Radha dancing like peacocks. And then there's a mountain, because we're on top of the mountain. We're on top of Brahma's heads now. And you could look down and see the whole village of Varsana. And all the trees are going down the mountain. And they're all twisted. And there's champak trees. And trees with little tiny flowers. And beautiful rocks. And each tree has seen the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So we pray to the trees and we pray to the rocks as we walk along the path. And we pray to the dust that let the reality come to us.
That's why it can go like that.
Millions and millions of lives we've wasted in different species. As crocodiles, and as roosters, and as slugs and worms. But then, in the course of going through those billions and billions of lives, we did some secretes here and there. And now, after billions of lives of secretes, spiritual pious activities, unknown services to pure devotees, now here we are in Varsana. And you can't imagine how beautiful it is. But you can pray to Gurudev and Prabhupada and all the disciplic succession that even if you're in Alachua or New York or Australia or anywhere, that you'll be able to enter this place through the medium of prayer and weeping and bhajan. Yesterday, Gurudev gave a beautiful darshan, which already went on, which hasn't gone out to you yet, but which will today or tomorrow, where Gurudev is saying how when he was younger, he used to chant a lakh of names a day, and he used to weep and read Srimad Bhagavatam and weep. And said he said, we have to all do that too, and we should never believe anything that our minds say, because it's all lies. And we should not think of this person or that person, but we should only think of becoming Radha Dasis. Not that, oh, I love this person, I hate this person, I love this group, I hate this group. But no other thought than concentrating on those subject matters that will make us Radha Dasis. Because our only relationship is with Radha and Krishna. Specifically with Radharani, and through Radharani, with Krishna, and Mother Yasoda, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and all the Sakis and the Jamuna. And Gurudev told us that you only have two mothers. Don't think you have three mothers. You have two mothers, and that is Mother Yasoda and Kirtika. And now we're just about approaching the Sriji Mandir, that big, most famous palace of Radharani. And the kirtan is going on there now, and we're seeing the domes up on top with the yellow flags and the big sculptures of peacocks. And we're going under the trellises of the trees shaped like archways. And all the flower wallahs are telling everybody to bring flowers in, garlands in, I mean. And now we're actually entering into the building, and you must have seen pictures of it. There's that big courtyard. And after this, we'll be going to Saki Parvat and Uchigaum, Pili Pokar, where Radharani washed her hands and the whole pond became yellow. And now we're going to go inside and we're going to hear the bhajan. So I'm not going to speak anymore, but we're going to just hear the kirtan. Now they're singing Radha Kripa Kataksha, and here we go. Satsang with Mooji.
I am a guy. राधा रानी इस ब्रज में बरसाना में निवास करती। राधा जी जो कृष्ण के अल्लाह के साथ नाम भुला नहीं, कृष्ण को आनंदित कहने वाली इसलिए वे राधा है। और ऐसी जो राधा कृष्ण जिनका दर्शन करते हुए जिनका जुड़ाए नेत्र मान, जिनका नयन सफल होता है, जिनका प्राण तृप्त होता है, मन तृप्त हो जाता है जिनको पा करके, ऐसी कृष्ण नंदनी श्री राधा जी हम सभी पर कृपा वर्षण करें। आज हम उनके चरणों में सौंपते हैं। हम इन्हीं कथा के साथ में सबसे प्रार्थना करते हैं, थोड़े थोड़े शब्दों में, एक दो श्लोकों में अपने अपने भावों को व्यक्त करें, जिससे कि और सन्यासी लोग सभी लोग बोल सके।
ओम ज्ञान चिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै सदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
So we are very fortunate on this Rajamandala Parikrama, under the guidance of our beloved Gurudev, the Vibrate Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and our Rupa Nuga Guru Varga, that we have come here to this most exalted place in Sri Rajamandala Sri Varshana Dham, and now we are in the temple of Sriji Mandir. This temple on the top of this Brahma Parvat mountain, which Lord Brahma took the form of so that he could have his inner heart's desire fulfilled, that he could witness all of the sweet pastimes in the childhood and early youth of Srimati Radhika, where Srimati Radhika played on all these hillsides here with all of her sakis. And so many wonderful exchanges took place, full of rust, full of nectar. So in all directions on this hilltop, the beautiful, sweet pastimes, rasa-filled, rasa-mayi pastimes of Radha and Krishna have been performed. And here in this temple, Sriji means Srimati Radhika herself, who is Sri. She is the embodiment of all of the potency, all of the shakti and power of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So, in our Sampradaya, in our Rupa Nuga Sampradaya, our beloved Param Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishna, Vishnupakshana, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, he is explaining that actually we are Shuddha Shaktas. Shuddha Shaktas means that we are interested to worship the Shakti of Bhagavan, even more so than we are interested to worship Bhagavan himself. And why is that? Because, first of all, our position is of that of the Tathasta Shakti. We are part of the eternal Shakti potency of Bhagavan, and our eternal position is to serve Krishna. Who is the supreme servant of Krishna? Who no one else's service can compare with? That is none other than Srimati Radharani. So she is the queen of all service to be performed to Krishna. All rasa, in every single one of the rasas, is flowing through Srimati Radhika. And especially in the paramount rasa, the highest rasa, that of Madhurya rasa, it is only possible to become submerged in that rasa through the mercy and divine grace of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has said, Anaraja Radha Anambojaninam Anashritya Vrindatavim Tatpadankam Asambhasya Padabhava Gambhira Chittan Kutashyama Sindho Rasasyavagaha. nature of the final of Prem Prayojan, the final attainment of our Prem. He is giving us the instruction here. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is telling us that it is not possible if someone has not properly worshipped the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Anaradhya Radha Padam Bhoja Rainam. They have not taken the dust from the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and placed it upon their heads and smeared their bodies in the dust of her lotus feet. Anashritya Vrindata Vintat Padam Kam. If someone has not taken shelter of Sri Vrindavan, which is that place full of Srimati Radhika's influence, all of her influence and her pastimes is flowing in Vrindavan, and if someone has not taken full shelter, anashritya, they have not taken shelter of that Vrindavan, then, and also, asampasya tatbhava gambhira chittan, if they have not become absorbed in hearing the rasa-filled nectarine descriptions of the exalted conditions of Srimati Radhika's praying, which rises up to the highest paramount point of praying for Sri Krishna in the stage of Mahabhav and ultimately rising to the stage of Madanakya Mahabhav. If someone has not heard about this and relished and tasted this, then Kutak Shyama Sindho Rasa Shyama Daha. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, who is there that will ever be able to become completely submerged and absorbed in Shyam Ras? Shyam Ras means that Unmita Ujvala Ras, which is only in the heart of Srimati Radhika. So, that is the instruction.